You know what, this morning I just want to take a moment to thank the Lord for a wonderful week of Vacation Bible School.
今天早上我要花一点时间，首先感谢我们的神赐给我们一个很美好的暑期圣经学校。
And to those of you who are first time in our midst, maybe as a result of that, we just want to say a sincere welcome to you.
对那些第一次来到我们当中的朋友们，我们要很诚挚的跟你们说谢谢。
May the Lord help you find Jesus here.
盼望神能够帮助你们找到主耶稣基督。
And that you would find a home here.
同时也帮助你们能够让这个教会成为你属灵的家。
And then to you, my dear brothers and sisters who served all throughout this week of VBS.
我也要对 那些跟我在一起过去一个礼拜服侍的教会的弟兄姐妹们说。
I just want to say thank you because your love and your service to God encourages me tremendously.
谢谢你们，因着你们的热心的服侍，我自己也受到莫大的激励。
I see that many of you are pouring your life onto other people.
我看到你们把自己的生命倒出来，浇灌在别人的身上。
And it makes me just want to praise God.
因此，我不得不感谢神，赞美神。
Someone said to me that serving in VBS reminds me of the needs of this church and reminds me of the joy of serving. Someone said that to me 2 days ago.
有人几年以前有人对我说，在教会的暑期圣经学校服侍，提醒他教会的需要，也让他感受到跟弟兄姐妹们一起服侍的乐趣。
And I agree, me too.
我同意这个说法。
So may God be given all the glory for what we experienced last week.
所以我们要把过去一个礼拜所经验到的所有的荣耀都献给神。
All right, so if you would this morning, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Timothy.
我们现在请你翻到提摩太前书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Those of you who have been with us since January, we've been preaching on going through the book of 1 Timothy.
如果你本年的一月就开始跟我们在一起的话，你会记得我们开始查考提摩太前书。
And we've covered a lot of ground.
我们讨论了很多的方面。
And this morning we come to the very heart of this letter.
今天我们所要念的经文，所要研读的经文，是在提摩太前书的等于正中间的部分。In
fact, of the six chapters, this is the dead center of this epistle.
在这个六章，提摩太前书只有六章，在这个六章当中，今天我们所要学习的经文是在正中间。The
first three chapters Paul had given Timothy were instructions for the church.
提摩太前书第一章到第三章讲的是教会中的教导。And
he'll be giving some other instructions in chapter 4 through 6.
那么保罗对提摩太第四章到第六章是保罗对提摩太其他的教导。
And if you don't remember everything that we've gone through, I've taken a little bit of a stab at highlighting some of the important points that Paul had instructed Timothy for the church in chapters 1 through 3.
如果你不记得过去半年来我们所说的，那么我现在就重点的给一些提示。
So we'll look at this real quick, Kai, if you could help me. Just a few points that we saw first. In chapter 1, we were taught that the goal of all teaching and preaching at the church is to produce love.
第一章的重点是教会里头所有的教导跟训诫，所有的命令的总归就是爱。
And in the first half of chapter 2, we were taught that the goal of all, we were taught that God has called us to be a prayerful people.
第二章的前半部所谈的是神让我们作为成为一个祷告的儿女。
To pray for all people because God desires the salvation of all people.
为万人祷告，因为神的心意是要让万人得救。
We looked at the second half of chapter 2. We looked at the qualities or the heart of God towards women.
第二章的下半部谈的是神的对女人的心意，就是一个女人一个信徒女的信徒该有的特质。
And then Pastor James last week, Elder James, for the last 2 weeks, did a really neat job on not only talking about the qualifications of leaders in chapter 3, but last week specifically showed us that in fact is God's heart for men.
范长老在过去两个礼拜不但很清楚地跟我们解释阐明神对教会的领导者有些什么样的期许，同时他女的信徒有怎么样的期许，同时他也让我们知道对弟兄也有同样的期许。
Right. And so now here are just a recap of some of those instructions for the church. And here we are at the very center of this letter where Paul, the older and wiser pastor, is giving his purpose for writing this letter to the younger, maybe less experienced pastor in Timothy.
今天我们所要念的经文是在提摩太前书的正中央，在这儿保罗这位比较年长的蛮有智慧的牧者，他对这个比较年轻的可能比较没有经验的牧者提摩太的一些训诫，要让他知道教会存在的目的是什么。
So I will read for you First Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 through 16.
我们现在就来看提摩太前书第三章第十四节。
Just a small chunk of verses.
第十四节到第十六节这一小段。
I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God.A pillar and buttress of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory.
提摩太前书第三章第十四节，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for the reading of your word.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你让我们能够有机会阅读你的话语。
We believe that your words have life.
我们相信你的话语中充满了生命。
Lord, we come here, some of us, every single week.
有在我们当中有些人每个礼拜都来到这儿。
But perhaps we don't really know why we're here.
也许我们不知道为什么我们到这儿来。
Or maybe we once knew why we're here and sometimes we end up just going through the motions of being here.
也许我们虽然常常来到这儿，但是我们其实是在装模作样的过教会的生活。
Would you remind us what your heart is for the church?
求主提醒我们你对教会的心意如何。
Would you show us your heart as we study these words together?
当我们在阅读研读这些话语的时候，求你向我们彰显让我们知道你的心意。
In a world where the church may have been damaged by consumerism and individualism, Lord, show us what your heart for church is.
在现在的时代，也许很多的教会已经受到商业或者是世俗或者是个人主义的污染。求主让我们明白你对教会的心意。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I said to you that this little passage shares Paul's purpose for this whole letter.
就像我刚刚说的，这一小段，是谈到保罗告诉提摩太教会的目的。
And so, what is that purpose we see? That purpose we see in verse 14.
第十四节。
14 and 15.
第十四节跟第十五节。
So I'm writing these things to you.
我将这些事写给你。
If I don't make it there, if I delay.
如果我不能到你那儿去，如果我去晚了。
You may know how you need to behave, how one ought to behave in the household of God.
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
This verb for behave, how we ought to behave, is a very comprehensive word.
这个动词行涵盖的意义范围非常广。
How you conduct yourself, how you act, how you live is really the thought process here.
在这儿的他的思维，保罗的思维就是你在教会应当怎样行事为人，言行举止当如何。
And one person put it this way, this word describes his whole life and character.
有一个人这么说，这段这一节描写了他所有的品格跟操守跟言行跟生命。
Right, but it specifically describes him in his relationship to other people.
但是特别重要的就是这个人跟教会中其他的人的关系应当如何。
So Paul's saying, you know, I'm writing these things so you know how to live your life with other people within the household of God.
所以保罗事实上是在说，我写这封信是让你知道，当怎么样跟教会中其他的弟兄姐妹相处。
But why? Why is it important to know how to behave?
那么为什么在教会中当如何行事为人，我们这么重要呢？
Why does it matter?
有什么重要性呢？
I should be able to do whatever I want.
我应该是我想怎么做就怎么做。
You can't tell me what to do.
你不能够让我你要我做的。
Well, hopefully that wouldn't be the attitude of a child of God.
当然我盼望这不是一个神的儿女的态度。
And so Paul says why?
所以保罗就说为什么呢？
In verse 16, we're going to find the answer. So we'll go all the way down to the last verse here. Verse 16,
保罗的答案在第十六节。
We see that the church's confession, they confess the mystery of godliness.
我们看到教会是彰显表彰敬虔的奥秘。
And what is that mystery of godliness, the mystery of life?
那么这个敬虔的奥秘或者是生命的秘诀是什么呢？
What do we confess? What are we to reveal? That'sConfess is to declare, to reveal. What are we to reveal?
所以一个真正的信徒他在教会里头当怎么样才能够表彰或彰显这个敬虔的奥秘。
Right, so we see it in verse 16.
第十六节。
Who was it talking about? He was manifested in the flesh, he was shown in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in the world, and taken up in glory. That was a hymn, probably a very familiar song at that time. Who is that referring to?
所以在下面的这几节，他谈的到底是谁呢？在这儿说，在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。原来这是一首诗歌，可能是当年很流行的一首诗歌。
The church is to reveal this. Who is this?
教会的目的存在的目的就是要彰显这个。所以那么这个是什么呢？
Who is that? Who is this talking about? Who is this song talking about? 那么这首诗歌所谈的是谁？ I heard it. Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣基督。
The church is to reveal Christ.
教会存在的目的是要把主耶稣基督呈现在世人面前。
One Christian leader put it this way.
一位教会的领袖这么说。
Would you believe that the church is the most important force in the world today?
你相不相信在今天教会是世界上最强大的力量,最重要的力量?
The most important force in the whole world today.
在全世界中,教会是最重要的一股力量。
That the task of the church is more important than any government and university in the world combined.
教会的职责 比世界上所有的政府跟大学加起来的职责更大。
Do you believe that?
你相信这句话吗?
There's nothing to compare in this world with the importance of the church.
教会在这个世界上的重要性是任何其他的政府或者是大学等等所不无可比拟的。
Why?
为什么?
Because we reveal Christ.
因为我们把主耶稣基督给彰显出来。
We reveal Christ to the world.
我们向全世界彰显主耶稣基督。
And so in this text today, I believe that we're going to have a chance to unpack these verses and see how we as a church reveal Christ.
今天我们有机会能够把这蕴含在这几段几节经文的意义都把它阐述出来，让我们看看为什么教会在世界上这么重要。So
how do we reveal Christ to the world?
那么我们要怎么样才能够向世界把耶稣基督呈现给世人呢？
The first thing that we see is that we reveal Christ because the church is the household of God. We, the church, is the household of God.
教会是神的家。
I'm going to share with you two of the greatest misunderstandings of the church.
今天对教会有两个很错误的观念。
Two of them.
两个。
The first greatest misunderstanding of the church today is that the church is a building in which we meet.
第一个错误的观念是所谓教会就是 教堂就是这栋建筑。
We are going to church.
我们上教堂。
We're going to go to 8619 Baker Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga.
我们去这个 Baker Avenue.
8619 Baker Avenue. Right here, we are in church.
我们在这个场所里。
I am in church right now.
我现在在教会里。
That's one of the greatest misunderstandings of church.
这是第一个错误的看法。
The second greatest misunderstanding of church today is that church is a Sunday or weekend activity.
第二个对教会错误的认识是教会是举办一些周末的活动的场所。
Oh, it's Sunday morning.
礼拜天早上到了。
I don't want to get up.
我不想起床。
I'm tired.
我很累。
But I gotta go to church.
但是我必须上教堂。
Because that's my Sunday activity.
因为那是我星期天的活动。
It's like saying, as a Christian,
就好像是在说，作为一个基督徒，
I'm supposed to go to the church building.
我应该到 教堂，教会的那个所在地去。
So I can do this activity on Sunday.
去参加礼拜天在那个场所所举办的活动。
And that will make God happy with me.
这样子，神就会高兴了。
Maybe he might bless my business.
也许他因此就会祝福我的事业。
But God's word is teaching us in this first point here that we are to view the church as the household of God.
但是神的话在第十五节告诉我们，我们应该把教会看成是神的家。
We are to understand the church as God's family, not merely a building in which we meet.
我们应该了解的是，教会是神的家庭，一个有神的家庭，而不只是这栋建筑。
I'll be honest with you.
老实说。
In America,
在美国,
we tend to be individualistic and goal-oriented.
我们有一个倾向，就是我们有一点个人主义，而且我们所做的事是以目标为导向。
And this view affects our view of the church.
这样的一种看法也影响到我们对教会的看法。
We tend to see church as an organization that ought to have some very clear goals.
我们有一个倾向，就是把教会当成是一个像世界上的组织一样，必须有一个明确的目标。And those goals
need to meet my needs.
那么那个目标需要能够是满足我的需要的目标。What
am I getting out of church?
我能够从教会里头得到什么？
And so we like it to meet our needs.
所以我们所要求的是教会能够满足我们的需要。We
wanted to have a program that fits me.
我们希望教会举办一些活动是合乎我的兴趣和需要的。And we
like efficiency.
我们也谈效率的问题。Right,
if it starts getting close to 12:28.
比方说如果现在已经
Here's what you start seeing.
你就看手表。
Oh, no. Uh-oh, he's going to go over. This needs to end soon.
这个聚会应该在两分钟内结束。
I just want to go in and get out.
我只是要来这个地方然后离开。
I want to get what I want and just get out of here.
我只是要得到我想要得到的，然后离开这个地方。So
we forget the church as family.
所以我们就忘记了，其实在教会里头有一个家庭。Today
I'm asking you to change your perspective on the local church.
今天我要求各位能够改变你们对地方教会的看法。We're
not just a collection of individuals who happen to meet on the same place at on the same day every week.
我们不只是一群人，就刚刚好是在某一段时间，在某一个地方聚在一起。We
are to be the family of God.
我们应该成为的是叫神的家庭。And
that implies relationships with one another.
那么这个是包含着 人跟人弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
Notice that the Bible doesn't say we are like a family.
请你们特别注意，圣经上并没有说我们像一个家庭。
It says that we are a family.
他所说的是我们是一个家庭。
Do you realize that?
你有没有认识到这一点呢？
We are a family.
我们是家庭。
Those of you who are truly children of God,
那些真正神的儿女,
we are a family.
是一个家庭，组成一个家庭。
This local church is why it's called brothers and sisters.
在这个地方，教会里，信徒们彼此之间互相称弟兄姐妹。
You're supposed to love your brothers and sisters.
所以，作为弟兄姐妹，你应该爱自己的弟兄姐妹。Really
love them.
真的爱他们。Not
to just say, "Oh, hi, 你好，你好."
不仅仅是普通的寒暄。Oh
yeah, 问好。
或者是问好而已。Oh,
这礼拜好不好？ Oh, 很好。Like, how was this week? Oh, fine, good, good, good. Right? Everything's good, 没问题，很好. It's just empty words.
这些都是很空洞的言语.
How then are you supposed to love your brothers and sisters?
你们应该怎么样才能算是真正的爱弟兄姐妹们?
Remember when we talked about the new life of a disciple about a month or so ago?
记得不记得在一个月以前我们谈到门徒的问题?
The new life of a Christian is to love God and to love your brothers and sisters.
一个基督徒的真正的生命是表现在真正的爱弟兄姐妹.
And we brought up that we see all of this one another language throughout the New Testament.
我们那个时候把新约里头所有有关这方面的字眼或者句子都说出来了.
To serve one another.
彼此服侍.
To encourage one another.
彼此劝勉.
When you sin, you forgive one another.
彼此饶恕.
And you love one another.
彼此相爱.
There's all these words that describe that throughout the New Testament.
在新约圣经中充满了这类的话语.
Do not stop meeting with one another, as some are in the habit of doing.
不要停止聚会，像某些停止惯了的人.
Be devoted to one another.
彼此相爱.
Devoted. Be devoted. That's not 相爱, right? Devoted, I say. Devoted?
Could you explain?
Romans chapter 12, verse 2, I think we'll talk about that.
罗马书,
hold on. 十二章.
第十二章.
Yeah. I think Romans 12, 2. It's in Romans 12. Sorry, let's just help our translation, make sure we get this right. 12. Okay, so that's sacrificing to one another?
No, commitment.
Commitment to one another. Okay, yes, okay, yes. Be devoted to one another.
彼此委身, 彼此献身.
I think there's a... Give me a second. I think in Romans 10 or 11, 12. Okay, sorry. It's okay. So, being devoted to one another, right?
所以把自己献给别的弟兄姐妹.
Over and over again, it does say to love one another.
那么圣经一再的重复要彼此相爱.
In fact, in 1 Peter, Peter says to love one another deeply.
在彼得前书彼得说我们信徒们彼此要切实相爱.
This is a little bit more than hi, how are you? Good to see you. Bye bye.
那么切实相爱当然比很普通的寒暄或说客套话更深.
But when you as a family we begin to love one another deeply,
当一个家庭的成员跟别的成员之间彼此切实相爱
Jesus says, that's how the world will know that you are my disciples.
那么耶稣说的，那么世人就看见你是我的门徒了.
That's when the world will know that you are my church.
这是一个让世界知道你是我的教会的一个方法.
When you are loving one another like family, as 就是, a family.
就是当你像家中的在一个家庭里头有彼此家中的成员彼此相爱的话.
Are you a brother or sister in Christ?
你是不是一位在主内的弟兄或姐妹?
Then you are my brother, you are my sister.
如果是, 那么你就是我的弟兄, 我的姐妹.
If you look around this room and you find another person who has put their faith in Jesus, look around. That is your family.
看看你的旁边四周如果有真正的主的儿女，那么他就是你的弟兄或姐妹。
It's not because we're in a church activity together.
这并不是要成为主内的真正的弟兄姐妹，并不是只是一起来参加教会的活动而已。
It's that we are brother and sister, and God is our heavenly Father.
而是神是我们的天父，我们是这家庭中的弟兄姐妹。
You know, our church name has the word family in it.
在我们的教会的名字称名字里头有家庭这两个字。
It says family church.
说的是家庭，家庭教会。
Mm-hmm. And some people have thought that, oh, this church wants to have families come here.
那么有人看到家庭教会就想哦，这个教会希望能够吸引很多的家庭来聚会。
Yeah, I think we do have families here.
我们的确是有不少的家庭在我们当中。
But that's not the reason why we have family in the name.
但是这不是为什么在我们教会的名称中有家庭这两个。
We are not just trying to attract families, so we put family in the name.
我们不只是希望能够吸引家庭，以至于我们把自己叫做家庭教会。
We are a family church because we believe that the church is the family of God.
我们之所以称这个教会为家庭教会，是因为我们相信教会是神的家。
Sharon, are you a child of God this morning?
Sharon, 你是不是神的儿女？
Are you?
Yes.
You are my sister.
那么你就是我的姐妹。
And I might not be a good brother to you yet.
也许我还不算是你的一个好弟兄。
But I want to be.
但是我想要成为你的好弟兄。
I might not show you brotherly affection yet.
也许我还没有足够的表达我对你作为一个弟兄的爱。
But I hope that you will know that I love you as my sister in Christ.
但是我希望你能够了解我爱你就是爱一位主内的姐妹。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是一件很奇妙的事吗？
My mother is sitting over there.
我的妈妈坐在那儿。
She is my mother.
她是我的母亲。
But you know what's more important than that?
但是比这个更重要的是。
She's my sister in Christ.
她是我主内的姐妹。
I have a way to love her not just as my mother, but as my sister in Christ.
我爱她不只是像对待一位母亲那样的爱，我同时也像对待一位主内的姐妹那样的爱她。
So I need to find out how to encourage her as my sister.
所以我应该想法子来劝勉她。
No, encourage her, 鼓励她。
鼓励她，劝勉她。
I want to be devoted to her.
我要向他委身献身对他有深挚的爱。
I want to forgive her.
我要饶恕他的过犯。
I want to love her deeply.
我要很深的很爱他，切实的爱他。
Not because she's just my mother.
不只是因为她是我的母亲。
But because she's my sister in Christ.
也是因为她是我主内的姐妹。
And I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry that I'm not a good brother to you.
我的姐妹，我很抱歉。我一向不算是一个好弟兄。
But I want to be.
但是我要努力的，让自己成为你的好弟兄。
That's what we need to be about here.
那就是我们彼此之间该有的态度。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是一件很奇妙的事吗？
We are a family.
我们是一个家庭。
So we need to treat one another that way.
所以我们应该以家庭，从家庭的这方面这样的角度来彼此相爱，彼此对待。
How else do we reveal Christ?
那么我们还可以从什么别的方面来彰显主耶稣基督？
We reveal Christ as being the household of God, the family of God.
我们通过作为神教会成为是神的家这方面来彰显主耶稣基督。
But the scripture also says.
那么圣经也还告诉我们别的。
We reveal Christ because the church is the church of the living God.
我们能够彰显，把主耶稣基督彰显出来，通过教会，是因为教会是永生神的教会。
He does not say that we are just the church of God.
圣经上并没有光光地说我们就是教会就是神的家。
But rather the church of the living God.
而是说教会是这个家是永生神的教会。
This is the place where the living God is at work.
这是永生的神在做工的地方。
Just as the phrase the family of God talks about our relationships with one another.
教会是神的家。 这个指的是家中的成员之间该有的关系。
This draws our attention to our relationship with the living God.
那么现在的这句话是提醒让我们注意我们跟永生神的关系。
God is alive.
这位神是真的是活的。
He is not dead.
他不是死的。
He is alive, brothers and sisters.
他是一位活着的神。
And your attitude of the church needs to change because he's a living God.
你对教会的看法态度应该改变，因为他是永生的神。
I remember reading something from a great, great basketball player.
我记得我曾经阅读过有关一位很伟大的 这个足球队员的文章。
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
他是上了足球队的名人榜。
And he played really well in high school.
他在中学他踢足球踢得很好。
He had many, many coaches.
他有很多的教练。
But there was one coach, his college coach.
但是他大学的时候碰到了一位教练
that changed his entire attitude towards basketball.
这位教练改变了这个人对足球的态度。
In fact, it changed his whole attitude towards the way he viewed life.
其实他不但改变了他对足球的态度，甚至改变了对生命的看法。
Playing for this coach changed his life.
所以这位教练改变了他的生命。
It directed his focus.
他把他的注意力焦点转移到另外一个方面。
It brought out the best in him.
他这位教练把这个人他内心的他内在的最佳的最大的才能给发挥出来了。
And this one coach showed him that he was part of something so special.
那么这位教练是怎么做的呢? 这位教练让他看见他是一个很特殊的任务的一部分。
And this coach called him out to join him to be a part of a mission to win a national championship.
这位教练把他从众多的球员中 叫出来，招出来，让他能够跟一起来设法赢得这个全国冠军。
Right. He was part of something special.
他是很特别的。
He was part of something special.
他是很特殊的一个任务的中间的中的一部分。
And his coach called him out to be a part of this journey.
那么这位教练把他从众多的球员中选出来，招出来，让他能够跟别人一起承担达到这个目的。Do
you know what the church means? The word church?
你知道不知道教会这个字眼原来的意思?
It means we are called out.
意思就是说被呼召出来的一群人。
Do you know that God has called us out to be a part of His great mission?
你知道不知道神把我们从众人之中呼召出来，来完成一个很重要的使命。
The living God has called us out to be part of something so special in all of history.
这位永生神把我们从世人当中呼召出来，来完成人类历史上一个很重要的任务。
It's too easy to forget that, isn't it?
我们很容易忘记这点。
It's easy to fall into the routine Christianity.
我们很容易就陷入了当基督徒陷入了一个好像例行公事那样的过教会生活。
Where you just run through your programs and your activities day in and day out.
你就是一天到晚在设计或者是在执行某些的节目。
But you don't live in close contact with the living God.
但是你跟这位永生神之间并没有亲密的关系。
And I think many of us fall into that trap.
我相信很多人都落入这样的陷阱中。
You go to church and you go to the worship service every week.
你上教堂，你参加教会的，每一周都参加教会的聚会。
But you haven't made any contact with God.
但是你并没有跟神发生亲密的关系。
I'm very afraid for many of those who even serve at the church.
我所害怕的是在即使是在服侍在教会服侍的同工当中。
And some are very busy serving.
其中有很多人忙着服侍。
And you're very faithful in your service.
忠心的服侍。
But you don't live in close touch with God.
但是你跟神之间并没有亲密的关系。
Make no mistake.
别搞错了。
If you are just going through the motions every time you come to the church,
如果你只是装模作样的过好教会的生活，
you will never experience the living God.
你就永远不会经历到神。
The living God.
这位经历到这位永生的神。
God is a living God.
神是一位又真又活的神。
He's alive, amen?
他是活着的。
I challenge you, don't go through the motions.
我向你们提出一个挑战，就是不再只是装模作样的参加教会的所有的活动而已。
Don't just serve faithfully, but not think, why am I doing this?
别就是忠心的服侍，但是不想为什么我要服侍。
Know why you're doing it.
我们必须要明白为什么我们在服侍。
Say, God, I want to be close to you.
我们要对神说，神啊，我要亲近你。
I yearn for you.
我有这么一个渴望就是要得到你。
The church is important today.Because the church is the church of the living God.
教会今日之所以重要，是因为教会是永生神的教会。
And that should change your whole attitude on life.
那么这句话应该改变我们每一个人对教会的看法。
So that when we really love Him,
所以如果我们是真正的爱神，
when we love Him and we love one another,
如果我们是真正的爱神，而且真正的彼此相爱的话，
Then Christ is revealed.
那么主耶稣基督就被显现在世人面前了。
What's the third way and the last way that we reveal Christ?
我们之所以能把主耶稣基督显明出来的第三个方法是什么呢？
What does it say in verse 15?
我们看第十五节。
We reveal Christ because the church is the pillar and buttress of the truth.
我们之所以能够把主耶稣基督给显明出来，是因为教会是真理的柱石和根基。
We don't hear this type of terminology very often.
这样的字眼我们今天不太听到了。
But these terms are architectural terms.
但是原来这个字眼是一个建筑跟建筑学有关系的术语。
In fact, for a designer or an architect, these two words are very critical words for any building.
对于建筑师或者设计师而言，这两个是非常重要的。
What does a pillar do?
那么柱石做的是什么呢？
It holds up and supports.
它所做的就是支撑。
What do we call those today?
我们今天怎么称这个?
We call them load-bearing beams or walls.
我们把它叫做负荷重量的梁木跟墙壁。
Right, you see some in here. Like these are types of load-bearing beams and walls. There's like six of them right here.
所以我们在这儿就可以看到这有六根梁木在负荷着这栋建筑的重量。
And it's critical to hold up the roof, hold up the building.
要把教堂把屋顶支撑起来，当然非常重要。
And the word buttress in other versions is called foundation.
在别的版本里头把这个叫做根基。
And it supports and protects the building.
这个根基或者说别的版本说的支撑物的责任就是支撑跟保护。
So what we see in this picture of the church as a pillar and buttress,
所以我们现在有一幅有一幅图画，就是教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Is that we are called to uphold and protect the truth so that it does not fall.
也就是说信徒们是被永生神呼召出来支撑跟保护真理的。
The truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
神的真理就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So that we can have life abundantly.
这样子我们才能我们能够让我们能够过有一个丰盛的生命。
But the enemy of God and the world will always battle the truth.
但是神的敌人跟这个世界一直在跟神的真理争斗。
The enemy of God wants to knock down these pillars to hold up the truth.
神的敌人所想做的就是把这些梁木真理的梁木给摧毁。
And they will tell you who are without Christ that you don't need Christ.
他会对那些还不信主的人说，你并不需要耶稣。
You don't need Jesus.
你不需要耶稣基督。
You're fine.
你不需要耶稣基督，你还是能够过得很好。
There's so many things in this world.
这世上有很多东西。
That will give you so much.
会给你很多。
You don't need Jesus.
你不需要耶稣。
You need money.
你需要的是金钱。
You need financial security.
你需要的是财务上钱财上的安全。
You need the love of a spouse.
你需要的是配偶的爱。
Whatever else the world is telling you that you need, but you don't need Jesus.
那么在什么地方世界上其他地方都说 你需要。
You don't need Jesus because you have everything else.
你已经拥有所有的，你并不需要耶稣。
Yet the Bible says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul?
但是圣经告诉我们的是相反的，他说人若是赚得全世界却赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
I worked for a global Fortune 500.
我从前
I worked for a large company in the world.
我从前在一个世界上算是很大的公司工作。
And I've had a number of conversations with our global CEO.
我有机会跟全球很多很大的企业家执行长谈过话。
This chairman was really a pretty nice guy.
这位总裁或执行长他其实人很好。
And he made a lot of money.
他当然赚很多钱。
He had.Beautiful wife.
他的太太很漂亮。
Beautiful kids.
他的儿女们也很可爱。
A great house.
有一个大房子。
He had a Ferrari. Falali.
还有游艇。
很好的跑车。And he told me about a few of his vacation homes.
他也有一些度假的房子。
Warm guy, warm, just a warm person.
他是一个很热情、很温和的人。
And I just read on the news a few weeks ago.
但是几个礼拜以前，我在新闻上看见
that Martin Sen committed suicide.
这个人叫 Martin Sen, 他自杀了。
He had everything.
他拥有一切。
Why wasn't he happy enough?
但是为什么他就不快乐呢？
Because the things of this world will never fully satisfy.
因为世上的东西不可能完全满足我们。
And the enemy wants you to believe you can find satisfaction in those and not in Jesus.
但是神的敌人要想法子让你相信这世界可以满足你的需要，你不需要耶稣基督。
You know, the enemy of God will also tear down the truth to the believers here.
你知道吗？神的敌人也会想方设法摧毁神的儿女们对他的信心。
He'll say that sure you have Jesus, but Jesus is not enough.
他会告诉你，你有耶稣基督，但是光是有耶稣基督还不够。
You need to work hard to earn God's love.
你应该努力的做工，才能够赢得神的爱。
You're not good enough.
你不够好。
So you need to work harder to make God love you.
所以你必须努力的做工，才能够让神爱你。
And you know, some of us fall under that.
你知道吗？我们当中有些人也是落到这样的光景，是这么想的。
Because we live in a world where we have to work for everything, right?
因为我们活在世界上，我们在世界上是没有一件东西是白白得来的，我们需要努力才能够挣。Especially
if you are an immigrant from China or Taiwan.
特别是如果你是来自中国大陆或台湾的移民。You
have to work for everything just to survive.
你必须努力工作，你才能够获得生活上的需要。And
so you make your children work.
那么你也就让你的孩子也努力工作。You
gotta work so hard, otherwise you're not gonna make it in America.
你对你的孩子说，你必须努力工作，要不然你在美国不能立足。And
sometimes the parents never say to the children, I love you.
有的时候，父母从来没有对他的儿女们说过，我爱你。Even
if you get an A minus, I still love you.
没有对儿女们说过，即使你没有得到 A， 你得到是 A minus， 我还爱你。
You don't have to earn my love.
你不需要用某些表现来赢得我的爱。
So a lot of us are growing up thinking that I need to work harder for my parents to love me.
所以很多我们成长的过程当中，我们养成一个心态，就是我需要努力，我的爸爸妈妈才会爱我。If
I'm good, then my mom and dad are happy.
如果我是个好孩子，那么我的爸爸妈妈就会快乐。If
I'm not, then they're not happy with me today.
如果我不够好，他们就会不高兴。And
you know what we do? We take that into our relationship with God.
我们也在无意当中，我们把这样的一种心态带入我们跟神之间的关系中。I
have to work so that God will love me.
我需要努力的服侍他，神才会爱我。Oh,
recently I haven't been reading the Bible. I haven't been praying as well. He must not love me so much.
最近我没有好好的读经，我没有好好的祷告，可能神就现在不是那么爱我。
Yet the Bible says that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, not by obeying the law.
但是圣经告诉我们的是，我们跟神之间有一个正确的关系，是通过我们对他的信心，而不是通过我们的行为。His
grace is that He loves us.
他的对我们的恩典就是他爱我们。
By definition, grace is unearned.
这个恩典的定义就是说不是挣来的。
I can't work for his love.
我不能够靠着工作做来赢得他的爱。
The beauty of this is that you can't even earn his love, but he gives it to you.
那么这个恩典最奇妙的一点就是你什么都不需要做他就给你这个爱。
In virtually every religion in the world,
在世界上所有的其他的宗教里
mankind has to earn and work their way to salvation.
人需要努力的工作来得到救赎。
You have to be good enough.
你必须是够好的一个人。
To make God happy.
你必须让神高兴。
Only the God of the Bible says you can't be good enough.
只有圣经的的这位神告诉我们，我们永远不可能够好。
You can't earn his love.
你不可能靠着工作来得到他的爱。
Only God himself is good enough.
因为只有神才是全然的良善的。
So he came in human flesh, his son, to die in our place.
因此他成为人来为人受死。
You don't need to work for his love.
你不需要靠着你自己的努力来得到他的爱。
You just need to believe it and to receive it to be true.
你所需要做的就是相信他，接受他。
To welcome him to transform you from within.
欢迎他，让他能够在你身上做工，能够改造你的生命。
So that when I obey him, when I love him,
所以当我爱他，当我服从他的时候，
It's not to earn his love.
这个目的并不是要得到他的爱。
It's in response to his love.
而是回应他的爱。
I respond to your love with love.
我用爱来回应你对我的爱。
I respond to your love by living for you.
我用为你而活来回应你对我的爱。
So I don't do anything out of fear.
所以我做什么事情的时候我都没有恐惧。
For the scripture says there's no fear in love.
因为圣经告诉我们爱中没有惧怕。
Jesus did it all.
耶稣基督已经为我们做了一切。
See, that's the truth that we have to uphold.
这就是神的儿女们需要保守，需要保护的真理。
That's how we reveal Christ and not ourselves.
这就是我们来彰显耶稣基督的方式。
If I earn it, it's about me.
如果神的爱是靠我的努力得到的，那么功劳在我。
But if I keep failing and he still loves me,
但是如果我一而再再而三的失败，但是他还是爱我，
then it's not about me.
那么这个就跟我个人无关了。
It's about him.
那是完全是靠他。
Amen?
你们同意吗？
This is why the church is so important.
这就是为什么教会如此重要。
That when we love one another as a family,
当我们像一个是一个家中的人彼此相爱的时候，
That when we know we are living for the living God on mission,
当我们知道我们是为神而活，而且是为一个使命而活的时候，
That when we always are upholding the truth,
当我们总是在为父在宣扬神的真理的时候，
Then Christ is revealed.
耶稣基督就被显明了。
To the whole world.
对，在世人的面前被显明了。
Do we want to be a church like that?
我们希望不希望这个教会成为那样的一个教会？
Yes or no? Yes, amen. We do. That's why the church is so important in the world today.
这就是为什么, 在今天的时代, 教会,
that's why all of these instructions Paul's writing for the church, that's why it's so important.
这就是为什么, 保罗对, 有关教会的,
let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your truth.
亲爱的天父, 我们为你, 的真理献上感谢。
We thank you for showing your truth to us this morning.
我们谢谢你今天早上向我们阐明你的真理。
We thank you, Lord, not that the preacher had eloquent words.
我们, 谢谢你, 你把你的真理向我们阐明, 并不是通过, 一位口若悬河的讲员。
But because the Spirit of God is working in our hearts.
而是通过圣灵的工作。
Because it's not to any man to get the glory.
因为, 得荣耀的不是人。
It is you and you alone.
只有你才配得那样的荣耀。
We are the family of the living God.
我们是永生神的家庭。
And we don't know how to do that well.
我们不知道要怎么样做才
But give us a heart that yearns for that.
虽然我们不知道如何才能做好, 但是求你赐给我们一个渴慕向那个目标迈进的心。
Give us a heart that yearns for you, living God.
求主让我们, 给我们一个渴慕你的心。
Forgive me for going through the motions sometimes.
求你饶恕我, 多少时候, 我就是, 装模作样的, 在过一个教会的生活。
Remind me this morning
求主今天早上提醒我,
that this is your family.
这是你的家。
We are to live for the living God.
我们应该为永生神而活。
And that we have to do everything possible to uphold the truth.
我们应该尽力的来, 维护, 来, 宣扬, 你的真理。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你,
for being so patient with us.
你对我们是如此的忍耐。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.